I assume everyone did their homework. So we got to, no, we got to, I got to. Halacha Dalet, hopefully you guys got there as well. So the Mishnah begins in the, around 20 lines down. Shtei lishchos hayu b'mikdash. There are two different lishchos. There are many, but two of the lishchos the Mishnah is about to introduce to us. Achas, one of them was called lishkas ha-chashoyin. V'achas lishkas ha-kelim. The Gemara is going to explain what the purposes are were for these two lishchos. So Gemara says lishkas ha-chashoyin yirechet. A yirechet would go and nosen latocha b'chashay. We know they would b'chashay is in secret. They'd drop some money off there. Vaniim b'nei tovim and people who deserved the tzedakah would go there and mispardon them. They'd get to collect money from that tzedakah on there. Mitocha b'chashay. So it was a very nice private way of giving tzedakah and receiving tzedakah. The Gemara Bava Basra talks about different ways of giving tzedakah, and the best way is where no one knows. You don't know who you're giving to, and the one receiving doesn't know who he's receiving from. No one knows who anyone is. So this is the best way to do it. That was called the Lishkas Chashayim, the secret Lishka of protecting the Aniyim. That's an interesting question. I guess the ones who want to fulfill this din, I mean, people who are lazy could just go give it in their local community to people who are the aniyim. I guess you have to go out of your way and require some level of tirchas, only your echei were willing to do that. So the Mishnah then says, Lishkas HaKelim, what was the function of this place? So Komishahu Bisnadev Kli, person who had dedicated a full Kli, Zork, he'd throw it into this chamber, the Tocha. V'achas l'shoshim yom, every 30 days, ha'gizbarim poschen osa, the various officers, the treasurers, would open up the storage unit, and they'd take a look at what's inside. V'chol kli shematzu bo tzarech lebedek habayis, anything that was something they could actually use in the base of Mikdash, so then manichen osa, they would leave it there, and they wouldn't sell it, they'd leave it for use. V'asha, anything that was really useless for them, they would nimkar, and they would sell it off, and the demeim noflin, the money would be used, lebedek habayis, they'd use it to for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Gemara now says that Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Rabbi Yitzhak bar Nachman havu parnasim. They were people who were in charge of the tzedakah fund. Havu Yehivanan, the Rabbi Chama avo, the Rabbi Yoshaya dinar. They gave Rabbi Chama, who apparently was an ani, they gave him money, they gave him tzedakah. V'hu yavle lecharon, and he was not willing to get any enough from tzedakah. He refused it, so although he took the money, he ended up passing off to some other aniyim because he did not want to benefit at all from tzedakah. Rabbi Zechariah chasnei de Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Zechariah was the son-in-law of Rabbi Levi. Haya kol malizin, Allah, everyone would make fun of him. Amrin, they would say, delo tzarech, that he doesn't need tzedakah, vunasiv, and he takes, and he shouldn't be taking. Min dedamech, it's after he died. So then, batkin v'ashkechen, dehave maflig le lecharanim. People thought he was taking from the tzedakah fund. He really was taking from it in order to give out to the aniyim. That's what was going on. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chinen bar Papa have a maflik mitzvah. He was giving money out, involved in the big mitzvah of dividing out money portions for the anim. But Lila, he do this at nighttime, so he should do it b'tznius. So he goes, knocks on the door, leaves something in the mailbox when no one sees. But Lila, that's b'chashai, b'seser. That's the best way, one of the good ways, not the best way, but it's a good way of protecting the privacy of the anim. So Chad Zman, one time, Paga Bey Rabban de Ruchaya, the Rabban, the Rav of the Ruchos, of the Shadim. He encountered Rabbi Chinen bar Papa in night. He said, Amar, lo kialfa Rabbi, did you not learn lo sasig vul re'echa? You can't, you're stepping over your borders right now. Because this is my time at night time. I run the streets here and you're supposed to be inside and your time is the day. That's why I go inside. So what are you doing? Lo sasig vul re'echa. So Amar Leir, Rabbi Chinen says to him, lo king ksiv, does a pasuk not say, matan b'seiser yichve af, that one who gives b'seiser is going to destroy, cover, get rid of any of the af, which is a type of mazik and things that cause danger, such as yourself. So have a mistafe minei, this ruler of the Shadim got very nervous from the statement. Varak min koma, he ran away. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yonah says, Ashrei nosein ladal, praiseworthy he who gives to the poor. Ein ksiv kan, el ashrei maskil eldal. Doesn't say ashrei nosein, it's ashrei maskil, the one who thinks, who's sensible, who's intelligent about the way he gives. Zeshu mistaka b'mitzah heyach lasos. A person doesn't just get a mitzah to be yotze. He figures out with common sense what makes the most sense, how to give it, when to give it, who to give it to. A maskil, you have to pay attention with seichel when performing mitzvahs, in particular when it comes to tzedakah. So Keter Haya Rabbi Yonah. Oh, so what would he do? Well, where do you see the seichel in the way Rabbi Yonah gave the tzedakah? So the Gemara says that Kishaya Roa Ani Ben Tovim Shiarid Minichasav, when he saw a person who was very embarrassed that he lost his property, he needed some tzedakah, Haya Omer Lo, he'd say to him, Bini, my dear son, you know what? B'shvil Shishamati, I heard Shenafel Chayirusha Mimakom Acher. I heard that you have a distant relative, a very wealthy relative who just passed away, and you have a lot of money coming your way. But I know right now you may not have the money right now, but I'll tell you what, Tol, take some money, Vad Poreya, and you'll pay me back when you get that Yerusha, when it finally makes its way over to you. Min Dehav Nasiv, when he gave the money, Hav Amarle Matana Hilach, you know what, just hold on to it, it's a special gift. Because he knew if he told him it was a gift in the first place, he wouldn't have accepted it. So then he said, oh, it's going to be a loan, but then he was mochel and paying it back. That was his way, that was his maskil, his seichel he used when giving to a dal. So Chia Bar Ada is Havasavin Biyomenon. So there were elderly people who lived in his day. Man Dehav Yavlon, when they would give tzedakah, Mibein Rosh Shata L'Tomer Rabba, between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Havanasvan, they would accept it. They needed the money. They were Aniyim. They accepted during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Mimbasar came, but after that point, after Yom Kippur was over, Lo Havanasvan, they wouldn't accept any more money, any tzedakah. Why? Because Amrin, they would say, Deshata Gavan, we have the whole year ahead of us, we'll see what happens, we're going to do Tircha, we're going to get involved in work, and we'll see what's going to be. But only during those days, where it's a special Zechus L'Rabim, that they're going to get a Zechus by giving Taniyim, so then they accepted the Tzedakah for the Rabim, because they needed that special Zechus during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. But the rest of the year, they were not willing to accept any Tzedakah, they rather, even though they're very old, they rather put some Tircha into trying to make ends meet. Nehemiah Ish Shichin, Pagabo Yerushalmi Echad. One time, Nehemiah had met up with a Ani from Yerushalayim. And Amar Lei, so the poor person says to Nehemiah, Zachi mi, please give me some money, I need something to eat. Chada Tarnagolasa, I need a Tarnagol, chicken to eat, I'm starving. So Amar Lei, he says, Halacha tumi siti kupad, here's money, and buy yourself some meat. Now, it sounds strange to us, but apparently chicken was more expensive back then than meat. Now there's obviously it's the opposite. So buy yourself some meat. Here's a dollar. You need $2 for the chicken, but here's a dollar. At least buy yourself some meat. So it happened, Zavin Kopid, he went ahead and bought a piece of meat, which he wasn't used to eating. V'achol emes, he died from this, because he wasn't used to eating meat. He was used to eating chicken. It obviously affects the stomach in a very different way. Hayat Tzaveach, and Nehemiah was screaming out, and Amar, he says, Boa v'siftu laharugo asher Nehemiah, go out and eulogize the person who Nehemiah was responsible for killing. I should give him an extra dollar or two to have him buy a chicken, which what he was used to, and instead I gave him meat, which caused his death. Nachum Ish Gamzu, we have a parallel discussion with slight differences in the Gemara in Tainus. Nachum Ish Gamzu, he got the name, we'll see why in just a moment. The Gemara here doesn't say why he got it, but this Maisa is what the Gemara in Tainus says, each stage, as we're about to see, says Gamzu Latova. So Haya Molech Dorin, he was sending gifts to the Beis Chamav. Now the weight appears that's a different story. So he's sending some gifts to his father-in-law. This part does not appear in the Gemara in Tainus, I don't think. And I think the Gemara says just a regular Ani had met him along the way. Here to Mukha Shchin, a person who had filled with all types of boils. And Amar Lei, so the Ani says to him, Zichayimi, please give me something. Mimad Isbe Gabich, please give me a little something to eat. So Amar Lei says, Michsur, when I come back, I need to go to my father-in-law's house. It's a mitzvah of Kavod Chamav. To a certain extent, you have to show honor to your father-in-law. So on the way back, meet me here, I'll give you some. Now, with the Gemara in Tainus, as I believe, if I remember correctly, he says, let me get down from my donkey, then I'll give it to you. So then what happens? So Chazi comes back. The guy's lying on the floor dead. So he says, Eina dechaminach. So he says that the person, my eyes, that saw this, that saw you, lo yusuf nach, I didn't give you anything, yistamin, let me become blind. My hand that didn't extend out to give you. Yis katun should be cut off. Ragla de la ratin lemetenlach. My legs that didn't run to give to you. Yit tavern should be broken. Umatis kena, that's exactly what had happened. So salak legabe. So they went to go visit, Rabbi Kiva went to go visit him. He was a Talmud of Nachum Ish Gamzu. And Amar Lei, so Rabbi Kiva says to Nachum Ish Gamzu, Oyli shani roa es chabekach. Woe to me that I see you in such a situation, blind and no hands and no feet. Amar Lei says, Oy li, shein ani roi, that's chavikach. Woe to me that I don't see you like this. I mean, I want to see you like this as well. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Kiva is taken aback. He says, Mat, why are you cursing me to be like this also? So Amar Lei, Nachum says to him, Ma'at mivayt b'yisurim, you're kicking the yisurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me these yisurim, I'm taking them, accepting them as yisurim ba'ava, and you're saying, woe to me that you saw me in such a way. This is a tremendous Kabbalah's yisurim of getting a tremendous schar for this. So Rabbi Hoshaya Rabbah, that was his name, Hava Rabbi Divrei. He was a Rabbi Divrei, he taught children. He was a Rebbe of children. He was a Malamid. Chad Tagi Nahora, there was a blind person, Hava Yolif, and he was Achav Imei. So he was regularly would eat by the house of Rabbi Hoshaya Rabbah, B'chayom, every single day. Chad Zman, one time, Havalei Orchin, that Rabbi Hoshaya Rabbah was having guests over, V'lomati Mecha Imei, and didn't have the chance to have the Suda with this the Suma here. So Baramsha, the evening Salak Legabei, so Rabbi Hoshaya went to visit the Suma. Amalei, so he says, Lo Yichas Mari Alai, please don't be upset at me, because begin to have Eli Orchin Yome, I had guests over, I was too busy, I'm so sorry, Din. Damris Delo Livze Bikari Demari Yomedein, because they shouldn't embarrass the people who are the guests, because it's like embarrassing the covenant of Shemaim, the Bikari De Amare. We'll begin, Canaan, for this reason, Lo Achlisi Mari Yomedein, that's why I didn't eat with you today. Amalei, you just appease the one who is seen but can't see. I mean, you just appease me, says the Suma. And so I'm going to give you a bracha that the one who sees but is not seen, namely a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he should accept your tefillah. That was a nice bracha that he had given Rabbi Hoshaya Rabbah. What? Yeah, there's also something about in Chagiga, I believe. So Amrlei Gemara says, I have a Hada Minalacha. He says, how do you know such a beautiful bracha? Where'd you learn this bracha from? You know, you're a smart guy, but you must have heard this from someone else. So Amrlei, so the Suma tells him, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. To Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, all Chad the Saga Nehorud Lakarte. Once Suma had visited his city. Yosef Lei, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Leramine, he sat next to him, the Yemun, in order that people should say, oh, the Ilulei to have a Barnashi Rabbah. If this person wasn't Adam Chashiv, so then Lo Yosef Lei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Lo Raminei, he wouldn't sit below him. So they must have had benches of some sort. So the higher you were, the more Chashiv you were. So apparently Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov was sitting below him, showing the Chashivas of the Suma. So everybody said this guy must be a Chashiv individual. Often they Parnasa the Eikers. The people gave him a lot of Parnasa. And thanks to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So I'm alone. So the Suma says to the entire city, Ma Hachin, why are you guys giving me such kavod here? So Amrlei, they said to him, because Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Yosef Laminach, he's sitting below you. So that means you're a chashiv individual. B'talu alei hadei telusa. And so therefore he davened on behalf of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And he said, Ategamalta chesed lamandi mischami v'lochame. You did a tremendous chesed to a person who's seen but doesn't see. To me, he says the Suma. But din dechame v'lo mischame yigmal yasa chesed. It should be that the one who sees but is not seen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should pay you back in the same way, by answering with chesed, with answering your tefillos.
And that was a lot of money. He didn't make up a tefillah.
No, this Suma, it was a Suma from a different story that this later Suma heard it from. He wasn't the Baba Chadash here, but the Maisa that happened with him, that Suma was one who created such a beautiful bracha. So I don't know why Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov didn't say to this Suma, where did you learn this from? So I don't know how far back you're going to go. But that's where he heard this from. So Gemara says now, Dilma, which apparently here means is a Maisa Shahaya, that Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Rabbi Hoshaya Rabbah, Hayu Matayalan Be'ilin Kenisha L'Dilud. They were walking through the various shuls in the city of Lud. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina L'Rabbi Hoshaya, he turned to him, Kama Mamon Shiku Avosai Kan, how much money did our grandfather spend to make such beautiful shuls here? So I don't know if they're saying in a positive way or in a wasting way. I don't know if there's, you know, look at all these shuls out there, so beautiful, or look how much money they spent on shuls. They could have been spending on something else. So Amar Leis, he says, Kama Nefashos Shiku Avosecha, so it sounds like they got lost here. How much money did they lose here? That Kan Lohave Ispin Nashdi Yol and Beraisa. Was it not better to have a supporter, a Rav, to have Tamidim in order to be Osek B'Torah? So better to spend money in a kolel than it is to spend money on an actual shul, says the Gemara here. So Rabbi Avin Avin Ilan Taraya, so he had built, he made these beautiful gates, the Sidra Rabba for the large base medjish. Also Rabbi Mana Lagabe, Rabbi Mana went to visit this, Amar Lei, Chami Mana Avdis, See how much money you spent on these gates themselves? So Amalei, so he says, Vayishkach Yisrael Esoseyu, and they found the maker. Even Haychalos, they built these Haychalos Lahava B'nei Nash Diyal and Baraisa. So was it not better that you spend the money on people learning Torah? So you see there are two ma'asim here, at least according to Yerushalmi, that it's better to spend money on supporting a kol than it is to make a beautiful shul or a beautiful base medrash. Gemara now says, finishing off the parak here, Tani, the Braisa says, that Kachim is Be'ach, now we're going back to the discussion of Shkalim for a second. So Kachim is Be'ach, if there's Shkalim that were set aside for use for Karbanos on the Mizbe'ach, Motinus Aroy Lehen Mi Kachim Be'ach Abayis. If you run out of funds from the Kachim is Be'ach, you can dip into the Kachim Be'ach Abayis funds, even though those were designated for use of the Be'ach Abayis of the upkeep. If you need money for Kachim is Be'ach, you could take from the funds of the Be'ach Abayis. But Ein kachshei betek abayis motzin es haroi len mikachshei mizbech. If you ran out of some funds to help support the building of the Mishkan, or rather the upkeep of the base of Mikdash, you cannot tap into the kachshei mizbech funds. So Gemara says, v'ha tanin, and doesn't the Mishnah tell us? Kli shematu bo tzarech lebetek abayis manichin oso. If you find the kli, that is, remember they threw the kalim into the lishchas ha-kalim. So we found the kli that has some use, so they'd use it in the base of Mikdash. Hashar, something that wasn't fit for use in the base of Mikdash, they'd nimkar and they'd sell it, v'udumeim noflim lebetek abayis. And then they would use those funds to help support the upkeep of the base of Mikdash. So you see from here that you could only use betek abayis funds for betek abayis funds, but you can't use kachim izbeach, or rather you can't use betek abayis funds to help support the kachim izbeach. Has to stay within the family of kachim betek abayis. Gemara says no. Amar Rabbi Chizkia, kina masizin lishkas betek abayis. It's referring to a situation where you don't need the money for the kachim mizbeach. It's referring to you only need the money for kachim betek abayis. But ain't a chanami. If there's a need to help fund the kachim mizbeach, then you can take money from the kachim betek abayis to support the karbanos on the mizbeach. Chadrin alach, perak elu, hein hamamon. Marnau says the new perak shishi, shloshasar shofros. There were 13 different shofros, 13 different boxes, we'll see in a moment what they were, to help keep money inside them. So shlosha asa shofros, shlosha asa shulchanos, there were 13 tables, shlosha asre hishtachavayos, there were 13 bows you had to make, hayubah mikdash, and we're going to get through all these in the Gemara. Or may the mission of the Gemara, I don't remember. Shall base Rabbi Gamliel, the family Rabbi Gamliel, but shall base Rabbi Chananya Sakan Hakwanim. Hayumashach Havin and Barbas, right? They thought that you should be bowing 14 times. So that was their family practice to do 14. Veheichan Hayisah Yisera, where is the extra bow? Keneged Dir Ha'itzim. It was right across from the area of the storage house of the firewood. As the Gemara says, Shekain Mesorah, Mishnah says, Shekain Mesorah is Biyadan, Mevosein, they had a Mesorah, Shesham Ha'aron Nignaz, because they had a Mesorah, that the Aron was buried, was hidden right below the Lishchas Ha'etim, so they gave a special bow, a special covered for the Aron that was supposedly Nignaz Tachas Sadir Ha'etim. Mishnah says now, Maisa Echad, there was a Maisa with the Kohen Echad, Shaya Misasek, he was involved, he walking around the base of Migdash, going on a little trip. And Ra'asa, and he saw, has a ritzpah, shehi mushuna mecharoseh. He saw something strange about the floor. This also appears in the Gemara in Yuma. They quote this Mishnah. So he saw something strange on the floor here. So Bav Amr L'chaver, he tells the guy, I want to show you something interesting here. He calls him over. And lo hispik l'gemor sadavar, he wasn't able to say it until ad shiyatsa nishmasa, his life was taken away, because they didn't want to expose where the aron was being hidden. So there's a trap door there on the bottom to access the aron. The Yadu, they understood, B'yichud, Shesham, Haron, Ganas. Because of this conversation, this is what had happened, he understood that that's where the Aron was hidden. So Gemara now says, Tani, HaShofros Halalu, these Shofros, Okumos Hayu, Tsaros Milamalan, Uruchavos Milamata, Bibne HaRamayim. They were shaped like a shofar, whereby the top was small, but the bottom was more like a cone. That was like that, so you could drop a coin in the top, but you try to shake it out, it won't be able to come out, because it only goes in, but doesn't come out. And because of Ramayim, because there's a concern that if they open box like that, Ramayim might come take it out, some of the tzedakah.
The top was narrow?
Yeah, like a cone.
It was just a little slot to put the money in.
Exactly, yeah.
Reach in,
yeah,
it out.
Exactly. So like a cone like that, so a small thing at the top to go in, and then wide at the bottom to help collect the money.
I assume it opens up in some fashion.
I would imagine, I don't know, it's like a lock or something, or you break it open.
Right.
Okay. Gemara now says, Tani b'shem Rabbi Eliezer, Aaron gala imahim. He argues with the Mishnah. He says, Rabbi Eliezer felt there's also a machlokas in the Gemara Maseches Yuma. He felt that the Aaron was actually exiled along with Bnei Yisrael when they were exiled from Bavel, from Bais Rishon, to Bavel. So my time, and what's the reason? Why does Rabbi Eliezer think this way? Because he quotes a pasuk in Malachim Beis, Lo Yivaser Davar Amar Hashem. Nothing remained from the base of Mikdash. Everything was taken away, people and objects, including the Aaron. Ein Davar Ella Shadibros Letocho. The davar, namely the dibros, was not left behind in Yerushalayim in the base of Mikdash. It was taken with them to Bava. The Chenu Omer says as well in Divrei Yomim that v'lushuvas hashana shlach hamelech Nebuchadnezzar, and the next year he sent, the king sent, v'yevieu bavela im klechemdas beis Hashem. He brought with him from Bavel the klechemdas Hashem. Ezu klechemdas beis Hashem. What is the most prized keli? Zeha Aron. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, he argues and says, Bimkomo haya ha'aron nignas. It was now buried in the place below the Kodesh Kedashim. Hada hu dechsev, that's what the Pasuk in Melachim says, Vayarichu habadim vayero rashi habadim, and the poles of the Aaron extended, and you saw them, min ha'kodesh, from the Kodesh al-pnei advir, lo yero achutu, but you didn't see on the outside. And the Pasuk goes on to say, this is the important part, though it's not quoted in the Gemara here, he says, Vayihu sham ad hayom hazeh, it was there until ad hayom hazeh. And we have a Masorah, whenever it says Ad Hayom Hazeh, means it's there forever. But since the Aron was Ad Hayom Hazeh, it means it's still there, Be'oso Makom, below the Kodesh Kadashim. Gemara now wants to understand the Pasuk, just teaching the Pasuk here. The beginning of the Pasuk says that Vayero, that they saw the poles, but then Ad Amres of Lo Yero, then it says you couldn't see. Which one was it? So Gemara describes, which the Gemara in Yuma says as well, Ela Nirin Velo Nirin, it appeared somewhat, but it didn't appear fully. Bolton Violtin, Kishne Dade Isha, it stuck out like the Dade of an Isha. This is what the Gemara in Yuma says. That is interesting because the Sfarim talk about that the different parts of the Mishkan, the base of Mikdash, correspond to different parts of the body. So this part is referring to the chest. The Kosh Gedashim was a reference to the brain, the different parts of the brain, the Sefer Torah and the Luchos, the broken Luchos, the whole Luchos. That was all referring to different parts of the brain. I don't know if you heard Rabbi Dr. Lukens. Were you in class with me? I don't know if you're in class with me, Navi. But he had mentioned that there's a Malbim in the beginning, one of the parshas of the Mishkan, I guess. I don't remember where this was exactly. But he describes how the Aron had these three parts of the Sefer Torah of Moshe Benu, and the first Luchos and the second Luchos, they correspond to the different parts of the brain. I don't remember what they're called, but in terms of the way they're shaped, one's like a scroll, one's like two hemispheres. So that's what the Malbim apparently says. I never saw this inside. But I saw him when he moved to MTA. He started teaching MTA a few years ago. I happened to see him. I asked him where this was. And he told me, and I don't remember where. And I still haven't looked it up yet. But he didn't forget. Fine. So Gemara says now, Rabbanan Amri, they say, Belishchas, Dir Ha'itim Hayaharon Ganuz, it was below, it wasn't underneath the Kodesh Kedashim. There's actually some, trap door, and then there was a little maze below. That's what I was always taught. And it's somehow below the area of the Dir Ha'itim. So Ma'isa B'Koin Echad Balmum, what's a Koin Echad Balmum? Now in the Dir Eitzim, they had the wood. And the Kohanim who were Bali Mum, who couldn't serve on in the Beis HaMikdash, they would be there inspecting the piece of wood to make sure they were all good quality. So in this Dir Eitzim, there was a Kohen Echad who was a Bali Mum. Shaya Omeidu Mefatzel Eitzim. He was there busy cutting up and taking off the bark and fixing the wood. Belishchas Dir Eitzim. V'ra'a es haritzba shi mishtana mecharoseh. And he noticed there was one of the tiles were different. Above Amr the Chaver, he went to tell his friend, Bo Re'e, come here and see as a ritzpa, see the ground, it's different. Lohispik log more as a davar, he wasn't able to finish saying what he was saying, like what the Mishnah told us, Ad Shiyotusa Nishmasa, until he died, V'yadu B'yucha, they understood clearly, Shasham Ha'aron Gunners, that's exactly where the Aron was being buried. Tani Rebbe Hoshaya, he thought that Hikish ala Bikurndus, he tried actually hitting it, tried to knock it up and get the trapdoor to open. And what happened? V'yotze eshus rafto, a fire came up and burnt this hammer that he used. Satani Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Amar, he said, Shnei Aronos hayu mehalchen. There are actually two Aronos we have. As they walked in the Midbar, there were two. Echad shayisah tor, one that had the luchos in them, nesuna besocha. The acher, the other one, shayu shiver luchos nesuna besocha. One had the second luchos, the whole luchos. The other one had the broken ones, the first luchos. The one that had the second luchos was kept in the Mishkan in the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's what the pasuk means. That Aaron, the Bris Hashem, stayed within the Kodesh Kedoshim, and that's a reference to the one with the Torah, the second luchos. The other Aaron that had the broken luchos would go in and out to war as they traveled, would be along with the people. And sometimes they'd take it out with them to battle. So Rabban and Amri, Rabban have another opinion. They say, no, Aaron Echad Haya, it really was only one Aaron. One time, they actually took it out to war, and it was taken by the Plishtim. That was a one-time event, but other than that, it was never taken out to war. So Gemara says, Kraya Messiah the Rabbanim. There's a pasuk, Kraya, Kra, that supports the position of the Rabbanim. The pasuk says that, Oy Lanu, So woe to us, who's going to save us from the hand of the God, the strong God? So we see that Plishim were very scared of the Yad Elokim. So Mila delochamin min yomayin. So Mila saw something that they didn't see in their days because they had taken the Aron away. It was the first time they're seeing the Aron out. No one ever brought the Aron out to war. They had many battles with the Plishim. This is the first time they're seeing the Yad Elokim. The Aron was brought to battle. So it sounded like this was a one-time event, which is in support with what Rabbanan had said. Kriya, the Gemara now says that there's a pasuk that's Messiah Leila Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, who said that there were actually two Aronos. What's the pasuk? It says in Shmuel Aleph, Vayomer Shol Achia Hagisha Aron Helukim, Valo Aron Bekias Yarm Haya. So what do you mean? How come they had the Aron there with where he was not with Shaul? Wasn't it where the in Kirsa, weren't they in Kirsa Yarim? So it must be that there are two Aronos. There's one Aron that was back in the Mishkan, and then there's another Aron that they took with them to fight the battle in Kiryas Yarim. So Ma Avdun Le Rabbanim. So what are the Rabbanim going to do with this pasuk here? That sounds like there was a second Aron. So the Gemara says Hagishe Layatitz. So it was referring to that apparently this had a different Aron that had the Big Day Kuhuna in them. The Big Day Kuhuna, the Tzitz was in there. That was what it was referring to, Aron Elokim. So, Kraya Messiah, the Rebbe Yehuda ben Lakish. There's a pasuk that supports Rebbe Yehuda ben Lakish, who held that there are shnei aronos. The pasuk says, Ha'aron v'Yisrael v'Yehuda yoshvin basukos. The Yisrael and Yehuda were sitting in sukos. And what's the raya here? V'alo aron b'tzion haya. It was in Tzion. It wasn't with them in sukos. Must be that there are two. One was in Tzion, one was in sukos. Mars ma avdon le rabban. So, what did rabban do with this pasuk? So, they say, it's referring to not the place called Sukkos, referring to the Aron itself that is below some schach, some area, that's where it's being protected, because during the times of Shaul, obviously, there's no base of Mikdash just yet, so they had a little canopy on the, apparently on Har Habayis, that would be covering the Aron, but not that it was a place Sukkos, but that there was a sukkah mamish over the Aron. So Mishenignas Aron, when the Aron was hidden, Nignas Imo Tzintzenes Haman, like the Gemara tells us as well, Rashi in the Chumash tells us this, that they had a little, that Mon was hidden with the Aron, as well as the Tzlucho Shem HaMishcha, the oil that Moshe Benu had taken with it, had, he had made, was preserved for many generations afterwards and used. Umaklo Shel Aron and his stick, and the staff of Aron, Uprachov V'Shkedav, and all the flowers, and then the Shkedim, Varga Sheyeshivu Plishim Asham Lelokei Yisrael, and the box, the beautiful box that Plishim offered us as a gift, that was all Nignaz with the Aron. So Gemara asks now, Miganzo, who was the one responsible for hiding all these precious items? So Gemara says, Yoshiyahu Gnazo, he was the one responsible for hiding it. Why? Kevin Shira Shikasov, he saw the pasuk that says, Yolech Hashem Otscha Vesmalkicha Asher Tokim Alecha El Goya Shelo Yodate Atavu Osecha, that you're going to be handed over to a nation that you don't know. He started to get worried. He said, now's the time, I think, that we're coming to see the destruction of the base of Mikdash. Let me do something about the Aron. Amad Ugnazo, he went ahead and hid it. That's what the pasuk says. Vayomer laLevim haMevinim. They said to Levim who understood. L'chay Yisrael haKadoshim laHashem. Tenu es Aron haKodesh beBayis haShebana Shlomo ben David. HaMelech Yisrael ein lachem masa beKasef. Place it somewhere and don't carry it. Hide it. So that's what the pasuk in Divrei Yomim is referring to. Amalhem. So Yoshio says to them, Im Golahu imachem. If the Aron is going to be exiled with you, Lubavel, then ein atem achzinos of Od l'mekomo. You'll never be able to return it back ever again. So Ella Ata Ivdu as Hashem Elokeichem Ve'Eimo Yisrael. Rather, what you should do now is take the Aron and bury it, hide it somewhere safe. So when we have the Bayis Shlishi, the Aron will be there already. Okay, we will stop here, and Mishnah will pick up tomorrow.
We don't have a
Marv. We do not have a Marv. Okay.